This news update is being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, as well as Mauer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric and Bad Axe. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A motorcycle and Amish buggy collided Tuesday evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies, including Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, and Sanilac Fire Department. Authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or the details of what caused the collision. The investigation remains active. A court hearing took place on Friday, April 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. He's facing several charges related to inappropriate behavior toward two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Rolfe at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at work. They also alleged that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained that Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts, which they felt made the situation more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with a police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments. The prosecution said the evidence showed Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women. The defense argued that there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge decided there was enough evidence for the case to move forward. The judge said the actions described could meet the legal definition of the charges. The case will now continue to circuit court, with the next hearing scheduled for Monday, April 27th. And Michigan is recognizing April as Autism Acceptance Month, with state leaders highlighting programs that support residents on the autism spectrum and their families. Governor Gretchen Whitmer joined several state departments and advocacy groups to promote awareness and inclusion, emphasizing the importance of expanding opportunities for people with autism across Michigan. State officials say services are available at every stage of life, from early diagnosis and education to job training and employment support. Agencies, including the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Education, and Health and Human Services, are working with community partners to improve access to care, training, and workforce programs. According to federal data, autism is one of the fastest growing developmental disabilities in the country, affecting about 1 in 31 children and millions of adults. Employment remains a challenge, though officials note that job placement rates improve significantly with vocational rehabilitation services. Michigan programs such as Michigan Rehabilitation Services and the Michigan Career and Technical Institute offer training and job support, while education initiatives help students transition into adulthood. Health officials also provide services ranging from behavioral therapy to housing and family support. Advocates say increasing acceptance and reducing stigma are key to helping individuals with autism succeed, pointing out that they bring valuable skills to the workforce and their communities. State leaders say the goal is to ensure every resident with autism has access to the resources they need to live independently and be able to thrive. We will return after these words from our sponsors.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator service recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Maurer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Maurer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Prill, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back with a look at more news. Upcoming confirmation hearings for Federal Reserve nominee Kevin Warsh saw a development today as financial disclosure forms were made public. The documents reveal assets valued well over $100 million, which are expected to be a focal point of questioning by the Senate. Supporters of the nominee argue that his extensive market experience is an asset for the Fed's current economic strategy. Conversely, some lawmakers have signaled they will scrutinize his investment history for potential conflicts of interest during the hearing next week. And the Iranian government issued a formal statement today demanding compensation for damages to its critical infrastructure caused by recent military actions. Officials estimate the losses at $270 billion and insisted that any peace settlement must address financial restitution. This demand comes as fresh diplomatic talks loom on the horizon. While international mediators have not officially responded to the figure, it is expected to be a major point of contention in future negotiations regarding the lifting of sanctions and the end of the blockade. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, as well as Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe, and by Ashley Homestorm Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Spring is finally here, and the savings are blooming at Ashley and Bad Axe during our Spring Savings event. Freshen up your home with up to 25% off store-wide and brighten any room with accessories up to 33% off. Take your pick from sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Dining sets for the family gatherings. Recliners and lift chairs for comfort. Mattresses and bedroom furniture for better sleep. End tables, entertainment stands, office furniture, accessories, area rugs, and so much more. All waiting for you this spring. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's never been easier to bring home the style you love. Don't miss our floor model specials, Price to Go and Going Fast. Spring into savings. Deals are blooming right now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated Ashley store.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. With my 57 years of experience to work for you, just ask for Vern.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Mauer Electric, the leading electrical company of the Thumb, has been serving customers since 1975. Their skilled management and technical staff are committed to providing reliable, responsive, and knowledgeable electric design and construction services for any project you have. Mauer Electric is proud to be a second-generation family-owned business that cares about the communities they serve. So when it comes to any electric project you need done, call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Nikki from Mauer Electric. When it comes to any electric project you need done, call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 or go to MauerElectricMI.com.
Mauer Electric, serving the Thumb of Michigan and beyond since 1975.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.